On Tuesday, the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, announced new action against the federal government. Listen.
Today, leading a coalition of seven states, I filed a lawsuit against the federal government to end the unconstitutional Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program, otherwise known as DACA. The danger DACA poses goes far beyond its consequences for our immigration system. It invites future presidents to ignore the law, ignore the will of the people, and set their own policies on the Second Amendment, privacy rights, drug laws, or any other important issues debated in Congress.
Now, Paxton is from Texas, but his lawsuit includes attorneys general from Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, South Carolina, and West Virginia. And it's just the latest in a crowded legal document, surrounding the DACA program. Here to explain is Dara Lind, immigration reporter for Vox. Dara, welcome.
Hi, Todd.
Well, there have been a lot of legal challenges to DACA, legal challenges to President Trump rescinding DACA. But what are these attorneys general now saying in these mostly conservative states?
So the way I think is most useful to think about it is this is now a two-front war. The litigation that the Trump administration had been fighting was in response to their decision, which was announced in September, to end the DACA program. Several different lawsuits were filed saying that the way they tried to end it was illegal and unconstitutional. Those are currently being litigated. As a result of those lawsuits, judges have ordered that the Trump administration has to start processing renewals of work permits issued under DACA for people who currently have it. The red states are now suing, saying that that is illegal and unconstitutional because DACA itself was illegal and unconstitutional to begin with. So they're actually raising the possibility that a ruling in this case, siding with the red states, could essentially say that the thing that previous judges had ordered the government to do, they could not do.
So Paxton, Texas, and these other states, they're saying we're not trying to order the removal of DACA kids or their parents. That's not what this is about, right?
Exactly. The DACA program took people who were already living in the United States, who had been in the United States for several years, and said that they could apply for two-year work permits and protections from deportation. Those are anyone who has had something issued under that program still currently has them. Even the Trump administration's efforts to wind down the program haven't taken those protections away from anyone. The question is just whether it's going to continue to be open for people to either apply for continued two-year renewals of work permits, or people who are newly eligible or who were eligible but didn't apply, whether they can apply for those protections that they qualify for under the terms Obama laid out in 2012.
And the issue of DACA's constitutionality, Dara, was a big point of criticism from conservatives back during the Obama presidency and is continuing today. This seems like an ongoing question that's never really been settled.
Right, because it's never actually been so controversial as to get litigated. When Obama announced DACA in 2012, there was one lawsuit, but it got thrown out of court. It wasn't a very serious one. As Obama tried to expand executive action in 2014, that's when there was a serious legal challenge, again led by Texas. And over the course of that litigation, it became clear that the critics of those expansions also thought that DACA itself was unconstitutional, but that wasn't actually a legal issue at that time. So when President Trump came into office and said he was going to roll back Obama's illegal executive orders and then didn't do anything on DACA, Paxton and other attorneys general started threatening, well, okay, if you don't think this is illegal, we're going to force your hand and actually file this lawsuit. The threat of that litigation was one of the reasons that in September they announced they were going to roll DACA back.
So, Dara, the two-front war on DACA, as you mentioned, there's the constitutionality question. In Washington, of course, President Trump rescinded DACA. It was supposed to end in March. The court stepped in to keep the program going a couple of times. But the very, very latest, today, right now, can someone apply for a DACA renewal today, Thursday?
Someone who currently has DACA can apply for a renewal, and there are lots of community groups and nonprofits urging them to do just that, especially if their work permits expire in the next several months. It's a good idea for them to get those in because there's been some slowness with which the government has been processing DACA renewals. However, someone who would theoretically be eligible for DACA, but who never actually got their application in or who was too young when the Trump administration ended new signups in September, cannot currently apply for a new DACA permit. There is one court order outstanding that might change that in the next few months. Essentially, the Trump administration has 3 months to come up with a better legal argument for ending DACA than we were afraid it would be ruled unconstitutional. But before that order gets settled, DACA is open to renewals, but not open to new applicants.
Meanwhile, these attorneys general, Dara, may think that they have a pretty good playing field here if their lawsuit goes up through the appeals courts, because there's an irony here. Jeff Sessions, who is, as you mentioned, a longtime opponent of DACA, would find himself in the position as attorney general having the responsibility of defending the legality of the program if it ever got, I guess, to the Supreme Court or higher in the federal courts, right?
The legal observers that I've talked to say it is an open question whether Jeff Sessions is even going to be willing to try to defend this. But if he doesn't, a third party can step in and act as an intervener. That's not usually seen as a sign of confidence from the federal government, but it does mean that the legal issues at hand can be litigated. The bigger question is, the attorneys general deliberately picked a judicial district for the 2014 litigation and again now that is likely to be sympathetic to them. The judge, Judge Andrew Hannon, has hinted very strongly in previous rulings that he doesn't think DACA is constitutional. And the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the appellate court, would, while it's not necessarily as strong on that question as Judge Hannon, did uphold his ruling in the 2014 litigation. So there's a good argument that it's going to come up to the Supreme Court through a fairly sympathetic court system. Of course, that does create conflicts, at least in terms of what the government is supposed to do with these rulings that have come down from coastal districts, which say they have to keep the program open.
A constitutional conflict that is likely to reach the Supreme Court, according to Dara Lind, immigration reporter for Vox, talking about the DACA program and a challenge from seven conservative states. Dara, thank you so much.
Thank you.